Today, we're talking with Toby Dawson, one of the most unique skiers in the world today. His freeride and half-pipe talents match his world-renowned mogul skills. Toby, or Awesome Dawson, as some like to call him, won the World Cup Finals in Himos, Finland in 2001. Recently, he took third at this year's FIS Freestyle World Championships in both moguls and dual moguls. Toby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure. Toby, when did you start skiing, and how did you get involved with freestyle skiing?
Well, I started skiing at the age of four. Both my parents were ski instructors in Vail. And I started competing and skiing in freestyle when I was about the age of 13. Just loved it.
And you grew up in Colorado, in the Vail area?
I grew up in Vail. I've lived here for 21 years now.
Wow, okay. So the whole family then is involved with skiing?
Yes.
Great. What is your current training regimen? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, right now it's my off time, but once the summer begins, that's when I start training for the season to come up. I'll be going to South America, Chile, and I will be training in New Zealand as well.
Wow.
It's basically, you know, very, very focused training, you know. We're out there skiing a lot every single day.
Could you tell us maybe, let's say, a typical day for training? What would that consist of?
A typical day of training will wake up probably around 7 o'clock, have breakfast, be out on the hill by 8:39, ski until probably 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we'll be back at the hotel, have a quick lunch, and do a workout in the afternoon. And then go over video analysis, and then possibly another workout, and then go to bed, get ready for the next day.
So it's an all-day affair.
It really is.
Sure. To be one of the best in the world, I guess you have to do that. What is your competition personal best so far?
My personal best is obviously when I win a World Cup. I won one this year in Madonna, Italy.
Yeah, great.
And then I was able to get two bronze medals at World Championships, which is quite a feat in itself, too.
Sure. And can you tell us what's the next event you plan on competing in once you start training again?
My next event will probably be in Europe in October. We have the whole summer off, and we won't start up again until this fall, so we have a lot of time to train and prepare for the next season.
Are the slopes in Europe very different from competing back here in the U.S.?
It's a little bit different, especially when it's that early in the season. We're catching more of glacier snow, so the weather comes in and out because the glaciers are so high on the mountain. So, you know, sometimes you'll get caught in the fog and stuff like that.
And when it's fog, do they sometimes cancel the events or delay it?
Many delayed days and sometimes canceled competitions as well.
Okay. Now, you were born in Korea, and when was the last time you visited there?
The last time I was there was probably about 4 years ago.
Okay, and I'm sure you noticed, now in Korea, skiing and also snowboarding have become very popular with the younger generation there. Have you ever competed in Korea?
I haven't had a chance to compete in Korea. I look forward to it a lot. I'm happy to hear that there's a lot of interest in the snow sports, you know, snowboarding and skiing. When I visited Korea, I was there during the summer, and I didn't actually get out of the city.
Sure, and I'm sure you could have a big influence because I don't know if you know or not, but a lot of young Korean boys and girls actually look up to you, and you're a role model for them.
Yeah, I'm happy to give back. You know, being Asian American, there's not a huge population, and I'd like to give back as much as I can. You know, just to give someone else a role model, because when I grew up, I didn't have a role model or someone to look up to.
Sure, it's great. Can you tell us, in the United States, in the U.S., in your opinion, what are some of the best places to ski, both on the East and West Coasts?
Well, starting in Vail, you know, this is where I live. This is my hometown, what I think the greatest town in the world.
Okay.
going out towards the West Coast, I haven't been able to ski many places out there. I've been to Heavenly a couple of times, and that's a pretty fun mountain.
Okay.
Out East... I haven't really enjoyed my eastern skiing experience because of the cold weather and the icy snow, but, you know, Sugarloaf, Sunday River, all the mountains up in Maine are pretty good and have a lot of good terrain.
Sure, but I would have to agree with you. When it comes to skiing, I think the West Coast has us rivaled on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and finally, from all of your competitions and travels around the world, could you tell us maybe one of your most memorable moments that can be while you're traveling, training, or even during a competition?
Well, I have so many memories from everything I've done.
Maybe one special one you could share with us.
The most special experience I've had was my first World Cup win, and I mean, I'll remember that for the rest of my life, just because how special it was, how in the moment everything was for me. I was really focused, and it just, you know, you hear about athletes being in the zone. I fell right into that, and I knew I was going to win that day, and it was everything just fell into place, and just the feeling and looking back on that situation is something that I could never forget.
Understood. Congratulations on that, and we wish you much more success in the future. I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Toby.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, the next time you're watching a freestyle ski competition, chances are you will see Toby Dawson working his magic on the slopes. This is David Patrician for The Voice of America.